coming from the stairs, you walk into the kitchen. So it was a kitchen, a bathroom, fire escape. Next room was a, we turned into a bedroom. Next room was a front room. That was Billy's pull-out bed, I think. It was a 3 or 4 bedroom. Yeah, 3 rooms, railroad flat, I think. With 2 windows in the front. Maybe one of the 2 windows, I remember that. But the most bizarre thing, we got in there, I don't know, September? And we were painting, and it was at night, and I think some of my friends came, we were all painting, the windows are open, I'm looking out. And I'll never forget this, it was so bizarre, and I'm not really one of these guys, but it was a really, the World Trade Towers were really lit up, it was a beautiful autumn night, one of the first ones, and I remember looking up and saying, if this place ever catches on fire, that's the window I'm going out of. It was the most bizarre thing, and everyone's looking, what are you, fucked up? I just said it. And then literally, this shit hits the fan. And that's a window we end up in. Yeah, it was a lot of smoke and a lot of fire. You could see the heat coming from the walls. It was sort of a bizarre, it was orange glow. By the time I got to the kitchen, that area was hot. Enough to push me back. Literally, it was so involved. The smoke coming up and the flames coming up from below. I mean, there was so much heat and flame and smoke that no one could see us out the window. Like, you would yell and no one... And I remember the first fire trucks coming up. And they went right to the back where the fire escape was. I mean, they didn't even stop. I mean, they went to the back. And no one... And people on the street were yelling. I remember that, and pointing. But the smoke would come up and cover us completely to the point where breathing was, I don't know how long we were on that windowsill, but breathing was, literally it was so involved. And I remember the truck came in and they positioned the ladder and I started moving. And by then it was fucking hot. I mean, when I say hot, like my back was, and breathing was, it was in between smoke and it was hot, real hot. And I saw the ladder coming in and I was like, I don't know how long I can hold. And they positioned the ladder and I was like, oh, I know how to do it. I was going to do it. Like you see God, it was just too, I kept looking down. Can I walk? Can I go like this down the building? He said, I was on the job a week. And that was my first fire. And I was the rookie, so they made me go back after the next day to take the crime scene photographer in the buildings. And he's like, the window next to you. He goes, they were up against the window. Those kids and, dead against that same window, which we went out. And I was like, when he said that, I like froze, because I may have blocked out what I heard just to keep my sanity. Apartment building directly on the corner. So when you look at the building, we were the 2 windows on the corner facing Washington Street, and on the side, we were the corner, we were the building like this. They were the inner apartment. They very sweet. The kids were sweet. I remember the grandfather, actually helped me with things like pouring hammers, and kids were running in and out because I would come in from classes and stuff. You know what I mean? And I don't remember anyone else in the building, but they were their family next door to us. And I don't, you don't go through something that and not appreciate every day of your life and how quickly it can turn on a dime. And then every day you think, why me? Why was I a survivor and they weren't? And then you learn the horror after the fact. Like she torched the fucking place. We were the first yuppies, for what we understand. And I think some of the people who she knew in the building, she told that night to get out. We had heard that, and we heard that she paid someone and then she went insane or whatever. She killed a lot of people. I remember the last time I saw her. That day, I came home and I needed to borrow a hammer. And they would sometimes leave their door open because the kids would run and play in the stairs and everything. And she was on the phone And I remember asking her, I said, hey, can I borrow a hammer? And she said, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she hung out. She gave me the hammer. Shy is the right word. Very beautiful, soulful eyes. Like, yeah. And when she was with her kids, she lit up. That's what breaks my heart. She was a good mom. I mean, it's, I don't know how to explain it. It's, I don't feel guilty for living. But I'm not sure I earned, I paid back enough to warrant living. You know, you sort of think that you were spared for a reason. So it's one of those things where you have to constantly check in and say, was I worthy to jump out that window? You know, did he save, if he had to save 10 people, should I have been the 10, or should those beautiful, that beautiful family next to me have been the group that lived, you know?